Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back to it here at 4 o'clock. If you're on hold and you want to play Chris vs. the Fan, stay there. We did get a correct answer, though, on the trivia question. So if you're calling just for trivia, Juan beat you to it. Juan apparently has a cousin who loves Cal football. And that cousin complains to Juan all the time that Cal has never won the Heisman Trophy.
That was a great story.
So it like stuck in Juan's head, and he called in, and he's right. Cal has never won the Heisman Trophy. That was the answer.
You need to call your cousin right now and say, thank you for giving me tickets.
You got a couple tickets to the game. I looked up some Cal guys to see like who did what, and Jared Goff was done in 2015 at Cal. Number one pick in the draft the next year. Did not finish in the top 10 of the Heisman balloting. Not even in the top 10. For comparison, San Diego State's Donnell Pumphrey finished 10th in 2016. San Diego State's Rashad Penny finished 5th in 2017. We all know Marshall Faulk once finished 2nd in the Heisman. So, all right, a little Cal history. Aaron Rodgers was 9th, by the way,
Did you ever say the answer?
Yes, the answer was no one has ever won it.
Yeah,
Juan got it, so he gets to go to see the game. Cal, San Diego State, Saturday night. Or if you're online, it's your time for Chris vs. the Fan. Zuh.
Oh, that's my cue.
That's you.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here's what you're playing for. You're going to be qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on January 30th, a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, a Vibe VIP package, and a $100 gas card. The Eagles, and we're talking about the band, not the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
They've added 2026 shows to the band's residency at Sphere in Las Vegas on Friday, January 23rd, the 24th, 30th, and 31st. And it now features a total of 48 shows from 48 shows through Saturday, January 31st, 2026. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. And you will get that question for free today. Okay, let's get into it. Let's go to Christopher. Hello, Christopher.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Welcome to the show. Good luck.
Ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. What Dodger pitcher announced he's going to retire after this season?
Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
The announcement was made today. I'll give you a clue. Who now? He announced today that he's retiring. Who would that be? Dodger.
Kershaw.
Very good. There you go. You're on the board.
There you go.
Kershaw did announce he's retiring today.
Yes.
Not yet. At the end of the season.
Yeah. Should have just retired today.
You're so critical of Kershaw.
I'm not. I just wanted to see your reaction, honestly. All right. Question number two, Christopher. Which Padres hitter is the only to have two home run games this season?
Interesting. Two home run games.
Well, since Machado had an epic night last night, I'm going to say Machado.
He's going with Machado.
Stay there. Chris.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the other one. Didn't Freddie Fermin have? No. I don't know. Is it Gavin Sheets? I just have a weird feeling. I haven't really thought it through, though.
So your answer is Gavin Sheets.
It is my answer.
That is correct.
Oh, too bad, Christopher. Sorry about that was really just kind of a wild guess. I didn't think of when it was. Or
he hit two against the Giants in August and two against the Blue Jays in May.
Ah, Blue Jay game, I was out of town. So I don't remember much about the Blue Jay series.
Well, there's not much to remember.
Right. It's something worth forgetting.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We will go to Lance. Hello, Lance.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Lance.
Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. The Padres have won 10 games against two division opponents this season. Name both opponents.
Giants and Rockies.
Giants and Rockies is correct. Nice job.
How
nice
dare job. Them win only 10 against the Rockies? Go ahead.
I would take 10.
By the
10.
Way, the Rockies haven't cleared themselves of the worst record of all time yet. They're stuck
really?
On 41 wins. They need one more. They've been losing quite a bit lately, including today.
Okay. All right, here we go, Lance. What major league hitter has the most multi-home run games in baseball this season?
Major league hitter with the most multi-home run games this season. Multi-home run
games.
Oh.
Let's go with Cal Raleigh.
That a boy.
Raleigh is correct.
It's correct, but you got to say big dumper. Feels a lot better.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. You got it. Yeah, it's another record that he might set. He's done it 10 times this year. The major league record is 11. I mean, Cal Raleigh's setting all these records, switch hitting, everything, and everybody keeps telling me they're going to give the award to Aaron Judge.
I don't get
it. I'm not trying to keep it from Aaron Judge. I just think Cal Raleigh should be the guy.
I don't get it either. I mean, also Aaron Judge missed time this year. So
anyway, we'll see where it goes. But last question here for Lance on the win.
For the win. All right. Which National League starting pitcher holds baseball's season high for strikeouts in a game this season with 15? Which National League starting pitcher holds baseball season high for strikeouts in a game with 15?
Glasnow.
I think you're going to luck out, Lance.
Stay there.
It was a Brave, and I know him. I can picture him. He was right-handed, and he got hurt, and he's out for the season. It's not Strider. It's not one of the guys you know. It's a younger guy. But I can't for the life of me think of his name right now. I'm going to say Holmes. This is like Grant Holmes.
Oh, wow.
Did I get it? Oh, I pulled it out.
Sorry, Lance. Wow.
He did it against the Rockies, right?
He did, and they lost.
And he lost the game.
Yeah, they lost the game.
Yeah, I don't know why I remember that one, Lance, but I do. Grant Holmes. Yeah.
That's a tough one, Lance.
Sorry, that was tough. I kind of figured it out as I was going there.
I'm sorry about that.
That's the high for the year, though. Interesting. Nobody's had more than 15.
So far, at least until last week.
Right.
All right, let's go to our next contestant, Chris in San Diego. Hello, Chris.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Not too much.
Welcome.
Ready to play?
Ready. First time player.
First time player! The crowd goes crazy.
Here we go.
Second question. It's the first one for free for those of you that are new to this exercise. If you're a first-time player, you get the first question for free.
James Cook is playing tonight for the Bills. Where did he play his college football?
Oh, my God. North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Go on and raise up. Stay there.
I don't know.
I definitely, when I looked up this answer, I was like, nope.
I never heard of James Cook in college.
Me neither.
You know, he's one of these many players. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I'm an Arizona. I really don't know. I don't know why I've been saying Arizona.
So he went to Georgia.
He did.
Georgia.
Really? Did he ever get the ball? Like, I think I would have seen him.
I mean, Georgia has so many good players. He may have
just kind of gone
on the
there.
Bench and still was good enough to get in the NFL.
It's happened before.
Yes.
There are guys that are on those Alabamas and Georgias and teams like that that don't play in college, and then they star in the NFL. That's crazy.
He was selected in the second round by the Bills.
How did they know to select him? He was just sitting on the bench.
Well, hold on, Chris. I'm gonna click his thing, see what he did in college. Oh, he only had 1,500 rushing yards in his career.
In his career.
14 touchdowns in his four-year career.
All right, so he played some.
Some, but he was clearly a backup.
Interesting. All right, well, he's awfully good now.
Yes, he is. Good job on the Bills for finding him.
Yeah.
All right. Third and final question for Chris. Who is the youngest player to hit 500 home runs?
Youngest to get to 500.
Youngest to reach 500 in baseball history.
That's a good question.
Babe Ruth was like, 55 when he did it?
Babe was in his 80s, yeah.
How about Lou Gehrig?
Oh, Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig. It's not
Chris.
Your best guess. Lou Gehrig didn't make 500. Had 493.
What a jerk you are.
I'm so bad. But I'm only saying that because I think he's going to win.
Excuse me. You didn't guess 500. He only had 493.
I missed it by 7. That's right. Youngest. I'm saying it over and over again because I want it to come into my mind, and it's not coming. 500 home runs.
I need an answer, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
How soon?
Right now. Right now.
Pujols. I don't know.
Chris,
it's a win for you, Chris.
You're
you got
the
it.
Winner.
I'm going to be mad because I've heard this.
Stay there, Chris.
I've heard this before, and I just couldn't drum it up.
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, okay. I should have got that, actually, because he was pretty young.
Well,
did
we
he actually make 500? He actually got like 700, didn't he?
Yeah. Did he make 500?
Yeah, he cheated his way to it, didn't he?
Well, that's maybe why he got to 500 so quick. Let me see how many home runs A-Rod has had in his career.
It's fifth on the all-time list.
Fifth on the all-time.
696. Oh, man, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot whether you're cheating or not.
Still, I mean, you can't get four more? Join the 700 club?
Pujols is in there.
That is crazy. 700 Pujols, home runs.
You know, Pujols, no one's ever had anything on Pujols. I'm not saying he ever cheated. I'm just saying Pujols is the one. He's a clean guy on that list and, you know, in the minds of history. The minds of history, Henry Aaron is clean. Babe Ruth is...
Not clean, but steroid clean.
Steroid free. Pujols is, you know, there. And then you go through, you know, a bunch of guys that people wondered about. Ken Griffey Jr.'s seventh. I don't think he ever got.
No.
So, interesting list.
No, you got McGuire, Sosa, and Bonds leading that
They're
way.
All on there. Palmeiro. Manny. Not Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz. David Ortiz always gets off scot-free for some reason.
Shouldn't.
He's loved.
He shouldn't.
He's just beloved. David Ortiz is big poppy. He's hilarious. He cheated, but we don't care.
For
everybody
some
else, we hold him responsible
I know. I
for it.
I don't understand this.
Yeah,
I
David Ortiz gets away that. With it perfectly. He's a fun-loving guy. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got one more segment. It'll be a quick one, but Tony and I did our NFL picks for the week. We'll pass them along. Get you ready as best we can for the slaughter that the Dolphins and I are being led to tonight, which is coming up, by the way.
Are we watching the Cove or something?
The game's coming up. They're going to play it. They just announced the Dolphins did arrive at the stadium.
I have seen this.
To take their beating. So we're going to take a break and come back after traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And web revenue. If you're in need of managerial effectiveness and success, visit our website at amanet.org. If you're in need of a website that provides an unparalleled consumer experience, I highly recommend americaneagle.com.
Transform your business today. Dial 877-WEB-NOW-1 for a free digital consultation with americaneagle.com.
Ben and Woods is available in podcast form. You can listen to the full show or hour by searching for Ben and Woods on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have no time left, Scraby says, but really, who cares if we miss the first 5 minutes of the Dolphin-Bills game? I'm just kidding.
The sponsors do.
No, I know. We got to get to it. We did do our NFL picks, though, Tony and I, today. So we'll pass them along to you. I'm leading 12-10 after 2 weeks. I've gone 6-0, but I've missed both of my upset picks. Tony's gone 5-1. He's also missed his upset picks. The one he got wrong last week was Minnesota losing to Atlanta. That's the difference in our score. He went first this week.
Let me hit this.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. Playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks. And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Quinn and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
Before we give you the picks, don't forget if you're still in our Survivor pool, as most of you are. I think we've still got 70-plus. Almost everybody's made it through the first 2 weeks. Get your picks in for week three. Tony picked the Bills for 3 points. He had first pick. He and everybody else thinks that's the most lopsided lock of the week, tonight's game. I took Tampa Bay over the Jets. I'm really big on Tampa Bay this year. I think they're really good. They've won 2 games on the road. Now they come home. They're going to wear their throwback orange, or the white version of their orange creamsicle version jerseys.
Okay.
And they're playing the Jets, who have a backup quarterback. Who's the Jets' backup quarterback?
Tyrod Taylor.
Exactly. I'll take Tampa Bay for three. Tony went next. He's taking the Packers on the road at Cleveland. Can't complain there. The Packers are awfully good so far. Although they got word that their tight end, Tucker Kraft, got hurt in practice today. May not play in the game.
I don't like it.
Something to keep in mind. Seattle is my 2-point pick. Not so much because I love Seattle, but they're playing at home against New Orleans. So I feel pretty good about that. And then for 1 point, Tony went Baltimore. That's a tough Monday night game against Detroit, but it's in Baltimore.
Yes.
I went with Kansas City Sunday night at the Giants. You know, Kansas City hasn't played a home game yet. They played in Brazil.
Oh.
They played
in
Philadelphia.
Well, that still technically was a road game.
And that was still a road game, right. So they have a lot of home games left because they're on the road this week again.
Mm. Interesting.
I don't see Kansas City starting 0-3. I think they'll beat the Giants. Although the Giants showed me something last week. Can Russell Wilson really do that 2 weeks in a row?
We'll see.
You will see. Then our upset picks. Tony went with Tennessee at home. He gets 3 points if they win. They're a 3-point underdog at home to the Colts. I think what he's doing there is picking against the Colts being 3-0. Because what has Tennessee done to impress anybody yet?
Cam Ward was the number one overall pick. I have barely seen him play football this year.
Haven't seen much of him yet. We'll see. Anyway, Tony takes Tennessee. My upset pick, Monday Night Football, Scrabe. I got the kneecap cannibal.
Ooh.
Detroit goes into Baltimore.
You think that Detroit really? Oh, wait, that's your upset.
That's my upset.
Yeah. Pick. How many points is that?
5. It's a 5-pointer. The thing is, Detroit and Baltimore are two of the better teams in the league. One of them is going to be 1-2 after that game Monday night, so that'll be fun.
Wow. 1-2.
They're both 1-1, so somebody's got
to
be 1-2.
I need the Lions to go 1-2.
Well, you might get your wish, but I'll take the Lion. I'm taking the Cannibal.
You're going to take the
Cannibal. I
love
the Cannibal.
Yes, you do.
And you know who he originally coached for and is in an interim basis?
The Dolphins.
Of course. Dolphins also had Ben Johnson.
Man.
Just saying.
They could have had both those guys.
How bad is it going to be tonight? Well, you can tune in and find out. Just stay right here. Dolphins, Bills.
Go, Dolphins, go.
Go, Dolphins, go. All right. Give me a sounder, Scraber, to send me home with.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I needed. Oh, the Bills are in trouble now.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow before Padre baseball at 2 o'clock. Adios.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.